to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. We're going to start out during the first hour talking to Dr. Milan Watfi about his new book, Doves, Diplomats, and Diabetes, a Darwinian Interpretation of Type 2 Diabetes and Related Disorders. Right up my alley. You know that. Then we're going to change it up, and we're going to be joined by TNA superstar Rob Terry as we talk about the training styles that enhance coordinated working relationships between the nervous system and muscular systems. Very, very important. In short, this is Functional Training 101. It's going to be good stuff because here's a guy who is a big, 300-pound, agile athlete who obviously understands something about functional training. Do have to plug AgeForce once again. AgeForce is offering a 30-day free trial on their fat burner patch, which now includes the over-the-counter version of thyroid hormone T2 and 7-keto DHEA, both shown to be able to help your body rid itself of body fat. You can get a 30-day free trial by going to superhumanradio.com, clicking the AgeForce banner ad, and using the coupon code BURNBODYFAT, all one word. What do you have to lose other than a few pounds of fat? Welcome to the show, Dr. Watfi. How are you?
Fine. Hello.
Okay, so first of all, why did you take the time to write this book? What is it that inspired you to write the book, Doves, Diplomats, and Diabetes?
Yeah, that has a fairly long history. I was trained as a microbiologist and biochemist, but then I shifted to wildlife research. And I worked on wild animals. I worked on elephants and a number of other mammals in some of the Indian national parks and sanctuaries. And while doing that, I was actually looking at the health aspects of wild animals. And while doing that, I picked up the concept that a disease is an ecological process. Okay. So at that time, I was looking at parasites and infectious diseases of animals.
Okay.
But later on, the same concept I found useful for non-infectious diseases like diabetes as well. Okay. And so I actually interacted quite accidentally with a diabetes research group. And when I looked at their work and their data, I said that I can see ecology here. And that's how we got into developing a concept.
Okay, so this is really an intriguing concept to me, first of all, because one of the things that I've been saying a lot recently is the relationship between modern disease and what we know about evolutionary downward pressures,
yeah,
and selection pressures. So, you know, I've said things on the show like childhood obesity is at an all-time high. Hmm. When these children become obese as children, they tend to have fertility issues later on.
Yeah.
This is the body's way of selection pressure. We're going to have children who will not be able to pass on their gene lines. And 150 years from now, the gene pool is going to be affected because these children will not be able to reproduce. They're erasing their gene contributions. This is the new evolutionary selection pressure. It's not famine. It's not,
yeah,
ice age. It is actually, in my humble opinion, it's about information. Your information about nutrition, information about disease in general will end up causing this new evolutionary selection pressure. What do you think about that statement? Am I off base completely, or am I even a partial correct?
Yeah, well, evolution has not stopped. Unlike some people believe that now there is no evolution in humans, which is not true. Evolution is a continual process. We will keep on evolving, although it's a very slow process. And the modern challenges are different than the challenges that we faced in the past. But evolution is a very slow process. So when the nature of challenges change, our biology doesn't change that rapidly. Okay, so now you are right that the challenges today are very different. And evolution in future might take a different shape. It's extremely hard to predict what shape it would take.
Okay. All right, so now let's talk a little bit about, let's go back to the book for just a moment, okay?
Yes.
In the book, you delve into type 2 diabetes or metabolic syndrome, whatever you want to call it. And
yes.
What have you identified between the relationship between evolution and the development of these diseases in modern time?
Right. So the concept has been around for some time, for quite some time actually, that there is a mismatch between the challenges in which we evolved and the challenges that we face today. Or the people have mostly talked about diet, but diet is not the only thing. A lot of things have changed, and I am mainly looking at behavior. Okay, so a lot of human behavior, social relationships have changed. For example, feeding was always related to foraging in the past.
Right.
So today, food is not related to foraging. It is completely segregated. Okay, so we don't have to hunt. We don't have to gather in order to feed. Okay. And then, many of the mechanisms of food regulation are related to foraging. Okay. So food regulation in humans is not entirely a metabolic thing. It is a lot of behavioral mechanisms involved in regulating food intake. Now, today, all these behavioral mechanisms have vanished. So, for example, our ancestors were scavengers, they were hunters, they were gatherers. In all these activities, there is a risk involved. Okay, so if you are scavenging, you are competing with other carnivores. If you are hunting, then it's a risky activity. Even if you are gathering, if you are just foraging out in the wild, there is a risk of predation. Okay, there are predators around you. There are large mammals around you, like elephants or rhinos. And then you have to forage in spite of this risk. Well, which means that you have to optimize your foraging as opposed to the risk. So if you are already full, you will not go out and forage, because it's unnecessarily taking.
Because it's danger. It's a dangerous practice.
Yeah, foraging is a dangerous activity, right? So, and then this is linked through some biochemical pathways. So there are two peptides in the brain called CART and alpha MSH. And these peptides interact with leptin, which is produced by the adipose tissue, right? And the interaction of these three peptides is such that if you have more of fat, you have more of leptin. And leptin regulates the production of CART and alpha MSH. So if you have more leptin, you have more of CART and alpha MSH. And these are fear peptides. So they keep you...
Alert, vigilant.
Right.
Yes.
So if these peptides are high, then you are a risk avoider. Right? Which means if your fat levels are high, your leptin levels are high, you will be a risk avoider, and therefore you will not go out and forage. On the other hand, if CART and alpha MSH levels are high, it means that the perceived risk is more, then the leptin action is higher. Leptin is more active, which means that even if you have lower levels of leptin, you will not go out.
Right.
So our systems are designed in such a way that these systems link feeding with risk optimization. Right? And that's how our feeding intake is controlled.
How does that relate to today, that we don't, I mean, approaching the refrigerator or the cupboard,
right,
is not a scary scenario. So what?
It's not a dangerous activity at all. And therefore, our food regulation mechanisms, which evolved for a hunter-gatherer life, are no more effective today.
Oh, so you know what? You just solved the whole obesity problem. We just have to put poisonous snakes in front of the refrigerator.
There are alternatives. So, for example, any kind of aggressive activity, it could be football.
Right.
Okay? So any kind of aggressive activity increases these peptides. So the simple thing is to take part in aggressive games. Right? So it is not burning calories. It is the kind of hormones and these peptides that respond to behavior.
Interesting. Very interesting. This is an aspect that we've talked about, the relationship between obesity and behavior from the standpoint of the reward system. That has been elucidated to a great degree. We know that certain foods present reward, almost drug-like effects to the brain. This is the braking mechanism. That's the gas pedal. This is the braking mechanism that keeps the body from wanting more food, but it's not related to appetite. It's related to appetite not being as important as fear.
Right. There is an interaction between fear and appetite, and we have lost that interaction now.
Wow, that's interesting. That's amazing. So now, I mean, if you are an evolutionist, then you're looking out, then there's going to be a new regulator, we would hope, a new mechanism that will start to evolve as part of the ecology, evolve into us to help make up for that. What about this theory that those who are obese are actually genetically gifted because being thrifty and producing fat was a good thing in a time when food was scarce and predictability of food was scarce?
Yeah, this concept has been there from the 1960s. So there's a person called James Neal who talked about thrifty gene for the first time. For his time and the knowledge that he had, it was an interesting concept. But today we know that the thrift thing does not work for a number of reasons. Number one, if you compare to species which are really thrifty, so for example, the migratory birds that store fat for a long time, and during migration they burn it out. Okay, and they can migrate for 3,000 miles and so on. Right. So they have this very, very beautifully built physiology in which they can store fat and they can burn the fat when needed. And during migration they may not feed at all. They completely survive on the stored fat. Well, that kind of physiology we just do not have. So when humans starve, we start burning muscle proteins much before our fat storage is consumed. Whereas these birds will completely utilize the fat.
Oh.
Okay, they will not utilize proteins. So actually human bodies are not built to store fat and reutilize it efficiently. Okay, so we are not really built in for thrift. The other point is, if thrift is adaptive, then it is adaptive to everyone. Why should there be a polymorphism? Why should some people be more prone to become obese and others not? Okay. So there are a number of problems with the thrifty hypothesis, and it is under attack. During the last decade or so, a number of people have criticized the thriftiness paradigm. So at some stage, we have to give it up, and we have to look for alternatives.
Okay. We're going a little long. I have one more question, because then when we go to the break, I want to change the discussion a little bit. But my audience and myself, we are engaged in heavy resistance training. And that training puts us in positions quite often where we are, to some degree, tentative or even afraid. Those of us who, say, perform squats and deadlifts with very, very heavy weight, hundreds and hundreds of pounds, we know that there is a fear component. When you're getting ready to squat, you're anxious, you're nervous about this, and then you are, because you're worried that maybe a vertebrae will break, or maybe you won't be able to hold the weight and you'll collapse and so on. So exercise like that has a fear component, does that change those of us who engage in that kind of exercise, or maybe the rugby player or the football player where there's always the threat of injury? and the body is being pounded. Is there an advantage to for those of us who engage in that, in that those peptides that are linked to fear and our ability to maintain say a normal body weight or lack of body fat?
Yeah, I would say that the aggression component of exercise is extremely important. Aggression and the frequency of minor injuries, okay, which were actually extremely common in the wilderness. When you walk out without shoes or without any protective cover and walk through the wilderness, through thorns, through bush and everything, minor injuries is extremely common. Now, today we have stopped getting injuries. We have stopped even anticipating injuries.
Right.
Okay. These injuries or anticipation of injuries, again, stimulates a number of other peptides which are called growth factors. So there are growth factors like EGF, epidermal growth factor.
Right.
Or nerve growth factor called NGF. Right. There are very beautiful experiments which show that these growth factors are not only triggered by injuries, they are triggered even by anticipation of injuries.
Mm.
Okay. And these growth factors are involved in so many things. EGF is involved in beta cell regeneration, beta cells that make insulin.
Really?
EGF is involved in stem cell division. Okay. EGF is involved in wound healing. And so
yes,
on.
Yes.
Right. So when our injury anticipation and the frequency of actually getting minor injuries has reduced so much, now there is a growing deficiency of growth factors in our life.
This is so intriguing, and I'll tell you why. And we have to take a break because we're going long here. This is intriguing because when we look at social paradigms that are shifting, there are great shifts towards men being more feminized. Aggression is seen as a bad thing. And when we talk about aggression from this standpoint, from an ecological process, from a evolutionary process, it's clear that aggression actually could potentially be playing a role. Dr. Watfi, I don't believe that just one thing is causing the obesity epidemic. I believe that there are there's a plethora of reasons that have all come together at one time to cause obesity in the epidemic levels that we have today. And one of those things could very well be that we have been bred out of aggression. Aggression is not a popular thing any longer. That's very interesting. We have to take our break. And when we come back, we'll be talking more with Dr. Milan Watfi. If you want to get this book, and it's a great book, it's called Doves, Diplomats, and Diabetes, A Darwinian Interpretation of Type 2 Diabetes and Related Disorders. There's two ways to get it. You can go to Amazon.com to get the hardcover, or you can go to Springer for the ebook. So if you are one of those people who is anxious and don't want to wait for the book to ship to you, Amazon.com or Springer, I guess that's Springer.com, and download the ebook there. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio, where we will keep aggression alive. We'll be right back.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodseed.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Milan Watfi about his book, Doves, Diplomats, and Diabetes, A Darwinian Interpretation of Type 2 Diabetes and Related Disorders. You can get the book at Amazon.com or the ebook at Springer.com. I want to stay with this concept for a little longer and forego my next question, because we'll save that to later in the show. Since we're talking about aggression, we're talking about the effects of aggression on the brain.
So basically, I would differentiate between aggression and violence.
Yes, of course, of course.
So the modern society should be based on, or should be going towards, zero violence.
Yes. Right.
That is desirable.
Yeah, violence and aggression are two very different things. You can be aggressive in a sport and and you're not perpetrating a crime. And that's not what we're saying here. But in both chapter 6 and chapter 7, you talk about of soldiers and diplomats. And you characterize these two types of personalities, if you will. And and when to express aggression and when to suppress it. So let's address when to express aggression and when to suppress it as an example of we're not promoting violence here.
Yes. If you look at the origin of aggression, there are two natural causes of aggression. One is related to food. The other is related to sex and reproduction.
Interesting.
Okay. And then aggression is risky, and therefore you should use it very discriminately, only when needed, right? And therefore, when you just had food, when you have a stomach full, or when you have sufficient fat in the body, you should avoid aggression. Okay, now visualize typically what happens over a kill in an African savanna. A large number of hyenas and lions and all kinds of predators and scavengers have to fight for their share.
Right.
Now, if you already have a stomach full, then why should you go and fight? Because that is unnecessarily risky. You are not desperate for food, right? And therefore, storing of fat is negatively correlated with aggression, and there are a number of biochemical pathways through which this happens. So fat is negatively correlated to aggression both ways. So it's a two-way causation. If you have more fat, you would be less physically aggressive. Well, you might be verbally aggressive. That's an entirely different body.
Right, right.
Okay, I'm talking about physically aggressive. If you are fat and particularly have abdominal fat, then you are less likely to be physically aggressive. On the other hand, if you are aggressive, you are less likely to accumulate abdominal fat because, again, there are pathways that do it.
Interesting.
Okay, so for example, testosterone, which is related to aggression, increases the beta adrenergic receptors on fat cells. Now, these receptors take the sympathetic signal, and that sympathetic signal is lipolytic, right? So
right.
If you have a combination of testosterone and sympathetic activity, then the abdominal fat is burnt off very quickly, right? And therefore, a man with high testosterone is less likely to be abdominally obese.
Right.
And there is plenty of data showing this, right? So there is a two-way negative relationship between fat and aggression, and particularly abdominal fat and aggression. The same is true, so if you have a stomach full or if you have stored fat, then you will avoid aggression. The second is, if you have lost your reproductive potential, then again, a major motivation of aggression is lost.
Wait, if you've lost your what?
Reproductive potential.
Ah, yes, of course, right.
Right. Then, of course, then again, the one major motivation of aggression has lost, so you will become non-aggressive. The third is, if you are weaker than the opponent, then it is wise to avoid aggression.
And there's been recent studies to identify the linkage between testosterone and aggression. Okay.
Yes.
And
and
because there's always a lot of discussion about testosterone begets aggression and violence. And the recent research that was done on rodents, where they castrated rats and then they injected them with the equivalent of 7,000 times the normal testosterone levels that they would produce in a single day.
Yes.
And they put them and confronted them in several social situations, and what they learned was that testosterone did not keep them from reading social signals. So they put them with another castrated rat, and they antagonized the rat, and the rat did not attack the castrated rat because he sensed that there was no threat. Okay?
Right.
But what they did determine was once the rat did decide that there was a legitimate threat, the testosterone caused a greater response in aggression. But it did not cause misdirected aggression.
Yes.
Interesting.
So the testosterone aggression, in fact, aggression is highly context sensitive, right?
Right.
And if some person shows a context insensitive aggression, I would say that is pathological.
Yes.
Okay. So aggression is highly context sensitive.
Yes.
And the context, so there are, these three contexts that your desperation for food, your desperation for sex and reproduction. And the third is, how do you weigh yourself against the opponent? If you weigh yourself as weaker, then you will avoid aggression.
Right. Right.
So the muscle power or muscle strength as well as muscle energy supply is also extremely important. So for example, they upregulated the enzyme called PEPCK in muscle. Nothing else, just one enzyme was upregulated, which changes the metabolism and the muscle become almost immune to fatigue. And these rats became aggressive.
Hmm.
Okay, you didn't give any hormone or it didn't make change, any neuronal change. Just the muscle energy supply was increased and these animals became aggressive. Okay, so sensing, somewhere the body senses how your muscle are. What is the condition of your muscle and bone? And then your aggression also depends upon your own judgment of your strength.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
interestingly,
sorry.
These PEPCK muscle overexpression animals were also extremely insulin sensitive.
They're insulin sensitive.
Right.
Okay, so what signal do they get? So in other words, when insulin is high, does it create a greater sense of muscle strength, or when insulin is low?
No. When you are insulin sensitive, when insulin is low.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So when you're sensitive to insulin, as opposed to being insensitive or near diabetic, when you're the greater the insulin sensitivity, the greater the muscle function.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes
sense.
On
the other hand, high levels of insulin increase a diplomat kind of behavior. That is, it increases memory and some kind of problem solving and cognitive tasks, and decreases rapid action and aggression.
Interesting.
And risk-taking. Okay. See, insulin has a lot of behavioral effects, which are independent of glucose. So regulating glucose is only one of the things that insulin does in the body. Insulin does so many things in the body. Okay. Somehow we have associated insulin with glucose because that was one of the first things to be discovered.
Right.
Okay. But now we know that insulin is involved in so many things. It is involved in sexual behavior. It is involved in risk-taking. It is involved in memory, cognition, and so on. Okay. So when you say insulin levels are high or low, it is not only glucose that is affected. Everything is going to be affected.
Because the body interpret when insulin levels are low, if I'm understanding this, the message the body gets is possibly it's time to feed again. So the muscles will appear stronger. The body is readying itself for the potential dangers involved in foraging.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, that could be true. On the other hand, the insulin levels are high when you need to be socially manipulative. And this has been beautifully demonstrated in chimpanzees and bonnet macaques. Okay? So you have, let us say, an alpha male who is strong, dominant, and there are many subordinate males. People have measured C-peptide level, which reflect actually insulin levels in their body. The dominant and strong males, and it is not only restricted to males, but there are more studies on males. The dominant individuals are insulin sensitive, and the weaker and subordinate individuals are more insulin resistant. And this is there in normal social primates in the absence of any dietary intervention.
And that was my question. See, that's my question. So, could insulin sensitivity, changes in the landscape of insulin sensitivity, do they occur independently of dietary interventions? In other words, I always think of insulin as a response to postprandial meals production. But are some people just going to become insulin insensitive at different times as a result of the social signals they're getting?
Yes. So
wow.
I'm not denying that insulin responds to diet. Insulin does respond to diet, of course. But if you look at fasting levels of insulin, right, then it relates to social status and social behavior.
I'll be darned. So if you are, if the goal is to be leaner, then what social? Because actually, I don't want to say that yet, because that's actually the next question I have for you. When we come back, we have to take a break. Why population density matters? And I have a feeling that this is leading into that, is it not?
Yes.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. This is an intriguing discussion, looking at the etiology of disease, not as something that has gone wrong, but as part of the evolutionary landscape. You must get this book, folks. This book is a game changer. You can get it at Amazon.com. in hardcover, or download it as an ebook at Springer.com. Doves, Diplomats, and Diabetes, a Darwinian interpretation of type 2 diabetes and related disorders. This is amazing. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you in the midst of cutting body fat? Feel exhausted when it's time to train but don't want to use pre-workout drinks because they're loaded with sugar and carbs? Ice V2 is here to help you get intense while carbohydrate depleted. Ice V2 has only 1 gram of non-sugar carbs per serving. Ice V2 is loaded with strength-amplifying anabolic activators that will make your workouts more productive while allowing you to cut the fat. Cut the fat. Loaded with amino acids, Ice V2 contains the unique Formel Norvaline that acts as a pump amplifier. fire. Get iSpeed 2 today at xfmuscle.com. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure. Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need: small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The advanced 7 keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Way Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Way Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Way Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Way Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, mic check, mic check.
You know, yeah, here you go. This is an amazing interview. I don't know if many of you, I mean, the wheels in my head are spitting, Dr. Wafi, because we know that soon after young couples become married, they have children, and then they blow up like balloons with fatness. Yeah. And from the standpoint of evolution, this is the natural progression of what should happen to them, because the need for procreation has subsided. They've achieved that. Food is abundant. They have a refrigerator that's stocked all the time.
Yes.
And they must become more docile, less aggressive, because they're raising children. Bingo.
Yes.
This is amazing.
Yes. In fact, a number of things are behaviorally related to each other. By behavior, I mean behavioral strategies. Okay? The way you behave socially will influence your reproductive strategies. See, for example, if you are a weak animal and you are not going to get good chances of reproduction. Maybe if you are a male, you don't have good access to females because
right.
there are stronger males around. Or if you are a female, the stronger females have occupied the best nest sites and you are left with no good nest site. Okay, so this can happen. Now, if this happens, then the best strategy for you is to postpone your reproduction. And if you have to postpone your reproduction, then you have to do two things. You store energy right now with the assumption that you are going to reproduce later. Right?
Right.
So storing fat is adaptive. if you are weaker. The other thing is, just as you need to store fat, you need to avoid risks so that you ensure that you will live longer and wait for another opportunity to reproduce, because you cannot reproduce now.
Uh-huh.
So a number of things are interrelated, and accordingly the biochemical pathways are also interrelated. So the pathway for regulation of food, the pathway for homeostasis of glucose, the pathway for ovulation and spermatogenesis cannot be independent of each other. They are all linked. And they are linked because there are behavioral linkages.
Yeah.
Right? Now, similarly, if the population density is high, you need to change your reproductive strategies. If the environment has a lot of opportunities to grow, then you will reproduce more, you will make more offspring, right? But on the other hand, if the environment is saturated, the population is saturating, then it is wiser to make fewer offspring but invest more in each. Okay, so the reproductive strategy change according to the population density. If there is a high population density, it also means that there is going to be more competition.
More competition, right.
Right. And therefore, if you are getting more food, you should store more food, because tomorrow you may not get.
So I want to state the nuance of what you just said. So in other words, as populations become more dense, the body interprets this as there will be greater competition for food. And the signal is for the body to become, and I'm not talking about the thrifty gene, but the body to become more thrifty and to create more body fat, because as competition elevates, we may run out of food faster.
Right.
So what you're saying basically is, in highly populated environments, there is probably a tilting of the propensity to store body fat.
Right.
Wow.
Right. And then insulin plays a major role in so many things, right? So insulin resistance increases the investment in offspring by facilitating glucose transport across the placenta.
Uh-huh.
And on the other hand, insulin resistance reduces ovulation. Okay. Now, this is what ecologists have been calling R and K reproductive strategies. And R reproductive strategy is produce more offspring with little investment in each. And K reproduction is make fewer offspring but with greater investment in each. And insulin, and another molecule called adiponectin, which is also extremely important in diabetes, these two molecules seem to play the role of changing R and K, or refining R and K reproductive strategies. So insulin evolved for so many things. It not only evolved to regulate glucose, it evolved to modulate your social behavior, your reproductive strategies, your energy homeostasis, and so many things.
Wow. You know,
I'm sorry. Yeah, so if you want to understand an insulin, then you need to understand everything. Okay.
And that was what I was just going to say. I have to believe, I sincerely believe that the wisdom and insight in your book can have profound implications on health if, and that's the big word, clinicians are already struggling just getting people to eat differently or move more often. And what you're talking about here is actually, in my humble opinion, a complete change in social structures on top of everything else. Am I wrong?
No. No, I don't think you need a complete change in social structure. I will compare it with diet.
Okay.
We evolved for a Stone Age diet, for a Paleolithic diet, right?
Yes.
Today's diet is much different.
Yes.
But then, what dietitians advise us is not to go back to hunter-gatherer life. Right?
Yeah, but my audience, but Dr. Watfi, my audience doesn't listen to them, because we do adhere to an ancestral diet. So that's the good news.
Yes. Yeah. So what I'm saying is, let's say if they say that, okay, you are deficient in calcium now, we don't change the entire diet. We take calcium pills. Okay? So similarly, we are missing certain hunter-gatherer behaviors now.
Right.
for which we don't have to go back to hunter-gatherer societies. We need to bring in the missing behaviors in the form of the rightly designed games and exercises.
And that's where it comes down to. So really, the kind of sports, whether it be powerlifting, for instance, where you're challenging your body with weights that scare you. I mean, when I think there's a lot of people in my audience will attest that when you're going for a one rep maximum in the squat or in the bench press, you feel threatened. You feel like, wow, something could go really wrong and I could end up dead or I could end up victorious. And those minutes, those moments happen every week for many of us. That actually is beneficial.
But essentially not just one kind of exercise. Okay. We are missing so many things. For example, we are also missing rapid nerve muscle coordination actions.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The kind of things that you would require while chasing a fast running prey. So we need a combination of exercises. So just resistance exercise is not enough. Just walking is not enough. Just swimming is not enough. We should have a mix of a variety of exercises that make up for all the missing behaviors.
Right. Right.
And actually, we are designing such a set of exercises, which is due for clinical trials. Actually, we are preparing for these clinical trials, which should, if all goes well, sometime during 2013 itself, these clinical trials should begin.
And you know what, Dr. Watfi, we talk about on this show, instead of doing that slow, arduous cardiovascular training where somebody walks for an hour at 2.5 miles an hour, we talk about high intensity training where you are literally sprinting for 30 seconds on a bicycle and then you walk until you recover, then you sprint again. And that type of training, it sounds to me, ecologically and evolutionarily, is more of what we need because that sprint brings the body to a heightened level where you feel like, well, maybe you don't feel the danger of chasing an animal, but it somehow brings the body to a very dangerous point where you're giving it everything you've got. You're breathing, VO2 max runs out, your heart is pounding, you're sweating, and then you collapse. That is actually good for us.
I agree. But then I will also add that this is not enough.
Okay.
You need exercise where you have to make a very quick decision, a fraction of a second decision, and act accordingly. Okay. So, for example, we have designed certain balls, they are not actually balls. They have corners and edges. So the bounce is very unpredictable. Playing with a perfect round ball is something, but playing with a ball that has an unpredictable bounce, you need very high level of alertness.
Agility, yes. Wow. And you know what, Dr. Watfi, we have to take our last commercial break, but guess what the second hour of my show is about? Mm-hmm. We're talking about this subject during the second hour. We have a professional wrestler coming on to talk about training that enhances coordinated working relationships between the nervous system and muscular systems. Because even though wrestling may not put your life at risk, clearly these men choking each other, throwing each other, bouncing and so on, this is the kind of exercise that actually can enhance neuromuscular reactions. And we're going to be talking about during the second hour. What a fantastic discussion we're going to have during the second hour. This is a fantastic book. I would implore and inspire any of you who really want to take your knowledge of disease states, the relationship between diet, exercise, and environmental signals to a completely new level, to spend the money and get this book, Doves, Diplomats, and Diabetes, A Darwinian Interpretation of Type 2 Diabetes and Related Disorders by Dr. Milan Watfi. It's at Amazon.com, and the ebook is at Springer.com, Springer Books. This is not an inexpensive book, but it is well worth every single penny. It is a game changer. Clinicians, you doctors who listen to the show, you must buy this book. It will help you. It will help you help your patients. Because remember, Diabetes is not a disease, it's a condition. It's completely reversible, and 99% of the people who suffer from type 2 diabetes. All right, stay tuned. Right back with more Superhuman Radio.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding. New from Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the Blueprintbulletin.com today. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937. Or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need: small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic.
Welcome back.
And we're putting it on wax. It's
later in the show, we'll be joined by TNA superstar Rob Terry as we talk about the type of training that is required to be an amazingly agile athlete at 300 pounds of solid muscle. I've met Rob at the both the Arnold recently and then a local event here in Louisville, Kentucky. And the guy is he's an amazing monster of an athlete and super agile. He can leap, he can roll, he can jump, he can turn, he can throw other human beings through the air. And he is hypermuscular and super lean. And so we're going to be talking more about that later in the show. Dr. Watfi, what do you want, or what are your hopes? This book is an amazing book. I have to tell you something. And what it potentially can do for health in general is profound. What do you want clinicians who read this book to take away from it?
Yes, a number of things. Number one, we are saying that type 2 diabetes and a number of related disorders are not only about insulin and glucose. There are a large number of molecules involved. Okay, so all these pathways are elaborated in the book, and it's all driven by brain and behavior.
Yeah.
Okay, so just relying on sugar is not enough. We need to look at, well, the diabetes researchers particularly need to look at a number of other parameters which would be better than plasma glucose to monitor the progress, okay, and to predict and to prevent complications of diabetes. Number two, there is nothing in type 2 diabetes which is by nature irreversible. So in principle, diabetes should be completely reversible. Well, with the exception of extreme complications like end-stage nephropathy and so on.
Right.
But there is nothing in diabetes in general which is not reversible. So in the long run, we should evolve ways to reverse diabetes. I would even say cure diabetes. Okay. So which is in principle possible, but we have to work towards it. So a lot of research is needed. What has opened up is a new way of thinking. But this is not the end of it. This is the beginning.
Yeah.
And a lot of research is needed so that we actually work out ways and show that diabetes can be cured.
You know, I hope this book is written for clinicians, correct? Or I mean, that was the purpose of the book, right? For clinicians?
Not really. This is for a wider audience. Okay, anyone who understands science, anyone who understands biology, are very basics of medicine. Okay, so it could be a student of biology, a student of medicine, a person who is at high risk of diabetes, or a diabetic himself,
right,
or clinicians. Okay, so it was a difficult choice because the basic aim was to put across a new way of thinking. Right, and to address it to a narrow audience was perhaps not a good thing to do. Okay, so this is the first book on this line of thinking. So I thought of making it a more broad-based. I think anyone who understands biology, the basics of biology, would be able to follow it.
And that's what I was going to say. This book may seem like it's written for clinicians, but I read the book, and I have to read it again because I read it, I gleaned it for the interview, and I am going to read it again. I have to tell you that I think anybody who is either a personal trainer, if you're working with clients to help them with disease states, if you are a nurse practitioner, if you are a dietitian, whoever you are, if you are working with people to help them overcome these modern diseases, this book is a game changer, and it will make you a more successful practitioner. And if you're an individual who just loves knowledge and information like I do, you've got to buy this book. You've got to buy this book. It's fantastic. There is nothing out there like this book. There's lots of books out there about diet and exercise as it relates to type 2 diabetes, but there's nothing that looks those books are like looking at one star. This book is like backing up and looking at the entire cosmos and saying, here's really what's going on. It's not just that one star. It's the entire cosmos that has to be taken into account when we look at this disease. Because as I've said before, this disease, when I often think about blood sugar elevation, well, first of all, we know that glucose signaling is what speeds cellular senescence. That fact alone makes me think, okay, why does evolution require that the more sugar in your blood, the faster you get old? It would seem that high blood sugar level is a signal that the species is somehow nearing its end. So why is that? What the body is perfect. What is it that what is the body trying to tell us? And it's an amazing concept, but this book really starts to scratch the surface of not looking at the disease as some mishap, but in fact, exactly what is supposed to happen when all these other things go wrong. It's brilliant. I love the book, Dr. Watfi. I love the book.
Thank you.
A great contribution to science. I predict that this book will be used and what comes from your research. I can't wait to hear. I want you to be back on the show when you start talking about the different modalities of exercise that incorporate aggression and and spontaneous thought to respond, agility is all, and how that affects the physiology of a human being. Great stuff. Thanks so much for being on the show today, Dr. Watvi.
Thank you. I enjoyed it too.
Take care. All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to a guy who is hypermuscular, hyperlean, very agile, and without realizing it, practices a lot of the things that Dr. Watvi talks about, and we're going to learn how he does it and what makes him the best. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Wherever you call your battlefield, after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete, all-natural, and organic recovery formula, AM Nutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving. With complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition, AM Nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleamnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
AM Nutrition. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. I was just on the phone with Rob Terry getting him queued up for the interview, and I got to tell you, I sounded like an excited schoolgirl because this is the perfect follow-up interview to have after talking to Dr. Watvi. and learning the type of exercise that will return us to a more hunter-gatherer style brain landscape that promotes muscularity and leanness. And who better to talk about this than a guy who wrestles for a living? Rob Terry, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, Kyle? Great to be back. Thank you for having me, man.
Yeah, no, it's a pleasure. And this is really a good interview because the reality is, and I'm going to get this out of the way. First of all, Rob Terry is a TNA superstar, and I've met the guy twice, once at the Arnold and once at the Derby NPC event here in Louisville. He resides in Louisville, originally from Swansea, Wales. He's 305 pounds. He's ripped to shreds, super handsome, super muscular, and he is a guy who works. His living is wrestling. And regardless of whether you think wrestling is about entertainment or not, this is the example of the athlete that Dr. Watfi was talking about. Granted, he is not necessarily putting his life at risk, but he could be. But clearly he's anticipating injury. And we just heard the importance of anticipating injury and how it changes the landscape of the brain and makes you leaner. So we want to get into the way you train, Rob. First of all, obviously, anticipation of injury is a real thing for you, both in your training as well as in the actual events that you participate in, right?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, injury, like you say, it can happen in the gym. It can certainly happen in the ring when I'm wrestling. So my training programs are always structured to give me the maximum performance. Obviously, I come from a bodybuilding background, so my strength training is always been there. The only thing I've implemented in my training is more sort of, I do a lot of cardio sessions. I do about 5 or 6 cardio sessions a week. And everything I do there are a combination between sprints, jumps, and bag work, everything like that. So when I'm in the ring, my body gets accustomed to that kind of movement, because a lot of guys who are huge guys and, you know, they can squat thousands and thousands of pounds, when they go for a run or something like that, they can just pull a hamstring out of nowhere. So I want to make sure that even though my body's conditioned to lift that kind of weight, it's also injury preventative to sort of do these other exercises on the side, so that when I get in the ring, I'm prepared for anything.
Okay, let's break this up into segments. I've kind of organically coming together with the way this should go. Okay, so first of all, what type of movements in the gym translate to the execution of strength in the ring for the types of tasks that you need for lifting an opponent and throwing him to the mat,
right,
or for shooting his leg? I mean, do you deadlift? Do you squat? Do you bench press?
Yes, absolutely. Every single workout I do, I always make sure with his chest, I'll get a bench press or some kind of free weight dumbbells. Every workout that I do has to have a compound movement, because that's going to help me with my stabilizing muscles. It's a raw lift. Everything I do, like a deadlift, a squat, it has to be in the workout, you know what I mean? And that's really where I get most of my strength from. And then I'll use all, you know, the other things like the machines, the cable work, after that, once I'm pre-exhausted, with the compound movement.
Now, I just learned this when we were at that show here in town, that you train with a good friend of mine, and that's Stavin Bott. I didn't know that.
Yeah, sure.
Fantastic guy.
Great guy.
Okay, so.
Absolutely.
But now for the audience to have a better grasp of you, because obviously not everybody can see pictures of you as I can or have met you in person, give the audience just a feel for your best bench, your best squat, your best deadlift.
That's a tough question for me. Again, I mean, I really can't remember the last time. Must have been about 10 years that I tried.
Well,
to go
okay. So what? What are you benching in the gym for reps when you're training?
Okay, I can do that. I mean, generally, when my body's backed up with a great diet and my training's going real good, I mean, I'm probably on the bench press doing 405 for 3 sets of 10 to 12.
That's very respectable. Very respectable.
Squatting generally about five plates a side. Deadlifting, I'm pretty good. I'm about 7.5 or 8 plates a side on a good day.
That's saying a lot, because you're 6'5", and typically us taller guys have a harder time with the deadlift. Let's face it, you know.
Sure. But a deadlift is a vital movement for me. Like you say, I'm picking up guys. That's generally my job in the ring. My job is to pick up and throw guys around, and a deadlift is really, really going to help out with that. My back always feels great when I'm continuously doing a deadlift program. That's just an exercise that I'd recommend for everyone to do, even if you've got a bad back, because it's just going to build up the muscles there and help.
Are there any other movements that are there any other movements that you feel are critical? Any movements that perhaps most people wouldn't think about? Like, I've fallen in love with recently the dumbbell pullover, you know, laying on a bench and pulling it over from the ground. Are there any movements that you feel like, you know, for the kind of executable strength, this is really a good movement, most people don't think about it?
Okay, well, one for me, again, catered to my wrestling, would have to be overhead barbell press. This, you know, is going to work all your core stabilizing muscles. It's a very, very hard exercise to do. It's a lot harder than a Smith machine, you know what I mean, because you've got your entire body is coming into play to hold and to hoist that weight up. So that's definitely an exercise that I'd recommend to anyone who's, you know, especially in the wrestling industry, because that's a great one to have, because the stronger your core is, generally the stronger you're going to be. So that's a great movement that I always use on a shoulder day.
Now, do you suggest a push press, or do you get your legs in it and kind of and have your body start propelling the weight up to get it moving?
I do not. I don't do the sort of the squat with the legs. I just I keep my body very, very straight, and I just use my shoulders.
So it's a push press for you. Okay, yeah, that's pretty
good. Just the push press.
Okay. All right, so that's the kind of training you do in the gym. How frequently do you train with weights in order to maintain the kind of strength you need in the ring?
I train every day. I mean, I'm a guy that's in the gym 7 days a week, and a lot of people probably think, you know, that's crazy, that's insane, you know, that's way overtraining, but it's something that I've really built up to. I started training at a very, very early age. I hit the weights when I was about 13 years old. And it's just something that I built myself up to, and obviously it's my job now to stay in the best physical condition that I can be. So, I mean, I'm lifting for us every single day. I'll maybe do some cardio and everything else. I run about 5 days a week.
Okay, now obviously it's part of your job is to stay in this kind of shape and maintain this kind of strength. So not everybody can do 2-a-days and stuff, but are you doing cardio during the same sessions as your weightlifting? Do you separate them? How do you do that?
Personally, I separate them because I have the time to do so.
Right.
I will wake up on an empty stomach and then I'll do it then. So I use that more as a sort of fat metabolizing training session as well. And I'll usually, it's usually about 30 minutes. I don't like to go any longer than 30 minutes. But I'll try and do like a 5-minute warm up. And then I'll do bursts of 2 minutes, so I'll maybe sprint or at a fast-paced run for 2 minutes, and then I'll slow down for 1 minute. I really am into that kind of training right now, sort of training intervals. And it could be, you know, anything from jumping for 2 minutes, to sprinting 2 minutes, you know, bag work for 2 minutes, and then something moderate then for 1 minute, and then repeat that for a 25-minute cycle.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's a good cardio session. Okay, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Rob Terry about the type of training that translates to greater neuromuscular adaptations, agility, strength. These are critical, as we've just heard from Dr. Watvey, when we're talking about maintaining the kind of body that we want to maintain, which is hypermuscular and lean and completely insulin sensitive. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometime pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Wherever you call your battlefield, after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete, all-natural, and organic recovery formula, Am Nutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition, Am Nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleamnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
Am Nutrition.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. As you know, Rob Terry is a sponsored athlete of Phoenix Kinetocream. And there are currently two Phoenix Kinetocream coupon codes that you can use with Supreme Radio. If you use, if you go to Kinetocream, KinetiCream.com, or come to Supreme Radio and click the Kinetocream banner ad. Once you get to the website at checkout, if you use SHR shirt, all one word, lowercase, you'll get a free T-shirt with your order. Or if you use the coupon code Rob Terry, you'll get free shipping plus $5 off your bottle of Kinetocream. So both of those are good. If you do go for the shirt coupon code, please understand that this is while supplies last, and you must indicate the size of your shirt in the notes section of the order form. And both of these coupons end the 31st of this month. So get in there and do it quickly while you're at it. Okay, so Rob, so we know you train in the gym 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. What about in the ring? Are you in the ring every day as well?
I want to say it really depends on the schedule. I mean, I'm going to say I'm training in the ring about maybe four times a week. Sometimes it could be bumped up to five. So that there's a lot of ring time as well. I mean, some of that is a sort of practice, you know, and drills, etc. But then I want to say matches maybe about three to four times a week.
Okay.
So there's a lot of ring time there as well.
Of the drills that you're doing, and these are the ones that obviously do impose the risk of injury because you're actually doing the things that you do in a wrestling match. So in the ring, what are the kind of things that you do that cause you to become hypervigilant about the potential for injury? Is it like certain types of throwdowns? Or give me an idea of what you're doing in the ring that in training that really does make you go, okay, I've got to be 100% focused on this because I can hurt myself?
Personally, for me, I can't speak for anyone else, but because I'm such a big guy, I mean, like you said, I'm 6'5 or 300 plus pounds. When I do any jumping movements, I got to be real careful how I land, my knees, everything else. I mean, the last thing I'd want to go would be a torn knee or something go on my knee because that's going to keep me out for a long, long time.
Right.
In the drills we do, there are a lot of jumps involved. And like I touched on earlier on with you when I said I do a lot of cardio sessions, and some of those may involve sprints. Some of those may involve box jumps or some kind of activity like that. Everything I do there is geared so that when I get in the ring and I do all these jumping drills, my body's more accustomed and ready for them. So that's kind of my preventative there. But I'm still very cautious, you know what I mean? I really make sure that I warm up, and like I said, sometimes I do, you know, have little niggles, as I call them. But you just got to be really mindful of your body and how it feels all the time.
What about the things like farmer's walks? Do you ever do any of those, or are those just not really called for?
I don't really do that exercise. A lot of my friends back home, they do them. Obviously, they a lot of my friends compete in the strongman events, etc. They do those. I do not, no. That's probably one exercise I don't do.
Do you ever do things like, do you jump rope at all? Is that not also not called for in your particular
sport? Yeah, absolutely. That's another thing that I actually didn't say that I do. Obviously, that's a great exercise for me to do in my cardio sessions. Like I say, it's not something I do in my lifting, but that will be something I do in the front end of my day. When I do my cardio,
I think jumping rope is very underestimated as a tool for people. And you know, you may not have a treadmill or an elliptical machine at home, and you may have a small area to actually train in, and that's when jump rope comes in perfect. I mean, all you need is a small, maybe 6x6 square foot area with maybe a 9 or 10 foot ceiling above you. And you can get an amazing workout jumping rope. And the other thing that jumping rope does is it creates neuromuscular timing.
Uh-huh.
So it's really a very, very overlooked exercise. And I actually was thinking about getting somebody to come on the show and, who specializes in teaching, jump rope, techniques to like boxers to come on and talk about some of the things that people can do, to increase their agility and cardiovascular endurance at the same time.
You're talking about boxers. There was a trainer in Orlando, and I got to mention his name. His name's Dan Carr. He was actually at a wrestling school, and he trained a lot of professional boxers and stuff like that in his past. He was one of the first guys who kind of was really impactful on my training. He gave me the philosophy of strongest the longest. And he kind of changed my training a lot because, I mean, I'm sure you know, as you know, a lot of wrestlers, but maybe a lot of the listeners don't. But when you're about 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes into a wrestling match, you're extremely tired. That's where a lot of people maybe can get injuries, you know, when they're that
right.
fatigued and tired. And that's where, for myself, sometimes I might have to step into overdrive, and I've got to pick these guys up and slam them another 7, 8 times and do all this crazy stuff. So that's really what I sort of do to prepare. What else am I training? Other than the cardio aspect as well, is that when I'm lifting, I'll really try and get to my maximum weights a lot. But once I'm there, I'll do a lot of drop sets, a lot of rest pause sets, everything like that to keep the maximum amount of weight there, but still the endurance level of that weight too. So that's another huge factor that he said that.
I've been getting the religion of that recently, and I hearken back to Vince Gironda, right? And, you know, Vince was the one who was all about taking very little rest in between, sets of movements and not lightening up on your training either, but getting the body accustomed to recovering faster. Recovering.
Absolutely. I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah. So for you, do you actually, when I was a kid, I boxed for a police athletic league, right? And so when we would go into the gym, they had a 3-minute timer. It rang once at the end of 3 minutes, and then at once again at the end of a minute, because that's how long you had to sit in your corner. And everything you did, whether you were working on speed bag, jump rope, heavy bag, or you were sparring, you did it in 3 minute, 1 minute intervals because you wanted to condition the body to get used to recovering completely in that 1 minute or less. So when you're training,
yep.
are you just mindful of moving fast in between things, or do you actually look at the clock and try to keep pushing and compressing that time to create greater density in your work?
Absolutely. I'm in the gym for like 2 hours, but people think I'm a lot of times. If you're in the 2 hours, it's a long time. I really don't talk. Actually, I don't talk at all. My headphones come on, and it's all business for me. But I mean, I try and hit everything as fast as I can with as little rest, because not only do I feel I get a better workout out of it and my muscles are a lot sore the next day, but I also feel that it gives me that ring condition that I look for, you know. It prepares me for my next wrestling match, so that when I am that tired and I've got to perform and I've got to do, you know, the next things, I've got to pick this guy up and slam him 10 times, my body can do it, you know, because I've got that second wind, because I train that hard in the gym and I do these supersets, drop sets, everything else, you know what I mean? So
Yeah, no, and you know what?
That really works for me.
And Gironda said that if you train that way, you don't have to do cardio because your heart will get, your cardiovascular conditioning will increase. Your heart will actually get stronger when you keep compressing the rest in between sessions and sets. Your heart actually recovers faster. And as it starts to recover faster, it actually increases its output before it gets exhausted again as well.
Yeah.
So it's really an interesting concept. I don't think a lot, I'll tell you what I've been doing recently in my training, but I'm very cautious not to overdo it because I'm not a young guy anymore. But what I've been doing lately is using the concept of chasing the fatigue. We know that neuromuscular adaptations occur and hypertrophy occur when three components are present. And that is, you know, time under tension, obviously, strenuous weight management, but more importantly, as Brad Schoenfeld came on and talked on the show several times, metabolic congestion. When the muscle gets congested with metabolic waste, there's an increase in IGF-1 and so on and so forth. So what I started doing was I start doing what I like to call scales. I'll do 5 sets on the way up to my heaviest weight on the 5th set, and then I'll come back down with 5 sets, starting out again with that heaviest set, but then just stripping the weight off and chasing the fatigue, going to failure with each set, so that I keep that neuromuscular tension and that the congestion occurring for a longer period of time. And I call it chasing fatigue. And I'll tell you something, I've gotten stronger as a result of it, and I've gotten thicker as a result of it. And you have no time to rest when you do it that way. Your heart is pounding for the entire journey back down. So it's good stuff. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. Rob, do you want to plug a website or anything like that?
The followers that follow me, they can follow me on Twitter. My Twitter is Rob Terry Impact. They can check me out there. They'll also be able to check me out in the latest feature of Muscle Mag International at the end of the month.
Really?
Feature in there. So yeah.
About your training and stuff, or what is it about, the article?
Just a sort of profile, and I go through some training tips that I do to keep me motivated, etc.
Cool.
Hopefully in the next couple of months I'll have a good feature there and a few more other things coming up. So
excellent. Fantastic athlete, Rob Terry. Check him out. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Way Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Way Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Way Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Way Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking to Rob Terry. We're talking about techniques that build functional strength. Rob, you talked about bag work before. Are you talking about hitting the bag? Or are you talking about taking a heavy bag and throwing it around?
No, I do it just with gloves and just like I said, you know, going at it for like 2 minutes and then slowing the pace down for one. You know, really laying into the bag with gloves, heavy gloves, and just that. Not really throwing the bag around. So. Yeah, just a box in for me.
You know, right, because you get to throw humans around anyway, so what am I thinking, right? But there are people out there that would benefit from well, I guess what is becoming known as sandbag work, where you get maybe a bag the size of a...
That will be a great workout. That will be a very, very hard workout.
Yeah.
A bag and throwing that thing down.
Like a duffel bag filled with some heavy things where it ends up being like 75, 100 pounds, and you lift it, you throw it, you move it, you muscle it up, you muscle it around. That's good work right there.
Absolutely. That's going to be real taxing. I'm sure there'll be one hell of a workout.
I got to tell you, I have a theory about hitting the heavy bag, and I spent a lot of time hitting the heavy bag. Even after I stopped boxing, I used to, when I lived in Las Vegas, I used to have a nice gym available to me, a boxing gym, and I used to train with great regularity. And I got to tell you, I think that hitting the heavy bag actually bulletproofs your shoulders. You have any theories on that?
I can believe that. I mean, I've definitely had no real shoulder problems, so I mean maybe that could be something that could contribute to that health. So I can definitely see that.
It also builds big forearms, and people don't realize this, but making a fist and holding a fist for that long and pounding something with your hands, in order to stabilize the wrist, the forearms have to become denser to absorb more shock, and your forearms grow when you hit a heavy bag for a period of time.
So, oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, for people who are having trouble with forearms growing, get a heavy bag and watch what happens. So if you were to counsel somebody, they said, look, Rob, I really want to build functional strength. I want to be able to, I don't want to just be able to lift heavy, but I want that to translate into everyday life, picking up things, you know, moving furniture. But I only have, you know, an hour a day, an hour and a half a day, to train every day. How would you counsel them? What would you tell them to do as far as gym work and maybe heavy bag or the type of cardio that you were talking about, sprints and so on? What would you tell them to do?
Like I said, I appreciate that, you know, that not everyone has the amount of time that I do to train. You know, it's obviously my job. It's something I spend 24/7 doing. But, I mean, if someone did have an hour a day, I'd make sure that they use that hour to the full capacity. And my thing, I've said it once and I'll say it again, is intensity. I'd make sure that from the second they started their training till the second they ended, their intensity would be through the roof from start till the finish. And, you know, you're talking functional strength. I'd include a lot of compound movements. We're talking, let's say, for example, a back day, you want to get deadlifts or bent over barbell rows. Movements like that, like chest day, dumbbell presses, barbell presses, things like that. I definitely incorporate that into every single one of their workouts to make sure that they utilize all the stability movements in each routine.
Yeah, and obviously that's where the magic is. Intensity is really where things change. And
I think, there are so many different workouts out there, you know what I mean? I think if you apply intensity to every single one of them, they're all going to work in my eyes. I mean, you just got to believe in your own routine that it's going to work for you. Just go to the gym and just, you know, go through the roof and just intensity and turn that thing up.
And I'll tell you something that speaks to what Dr. Watfi was talking about before. When you do things that cause the body to have to feel a sense of fear, okay, or angst, that these are the mechanisms for reversing diabetes as far as exercise styles that help reverse diabetes and insulin resistance. And it harkens us back to our hunter-gatherer days and the idea of sprinting. You know, I come to the conclusion that the things that you're most afraid of doing, like I was afraid to do heavy dumbbell pullovers. So that's why I went into the gym and started doing it. If you're afraid to sprint, then you should start sprinting. Now, I don't say you should go out and sprint like an animal first time out of the box and pull a hamstring and go, now I know why I don't sprint. You got to ease into it. Maybe you should start sprinting on the elliptical machine first or do it on a recumbent bicycle where you blast off for 30 seconds and then kind of walk it off until you recover. But heavy, high-intensity training, whether it be interval training, whether it be the type of weightlifting that you're doing, this is where the magic is. And I got to tell you, Ori Hofmeckler wrote a fantastic book that my endorsement is on the back cover of it. Do you know Ori Hofmeckler, Rob?
No, I do not.
Ori is a brilliant guy. He's written several good books, including the Warrior Diet, he wrote a book called Unlocking Your Muscle Gene. And he talks about different types of fast and slow twitch muscles and how they transform when the exercise that you're doing puts you at risk. And like one of the things he says is grab a set of heavy dumbbells and go down the stairs backwards and up the stairs backwards, not forward, backwards, because you have to be hyper-vigilant and hyper and focused on every step because you're doing it in an unconventional way and you're carrying weight. And you are focused on every foot placement as opposed to when you go up the steps. Normally you did it a billion times before. You don't even think about it. And so he points out that exercise that puts you at risk changes the type of muscle fibers that you have. And he was ahead of his time after listening to what Dr. Watfi just said. Ori Hofmeckler was right on the money about this. So the kind of training that Rob Terry gets to do, and I say gets to do because he's put his heart and soul into becoming a wrestler, but at the same time, the type of training that he does will actually increase his longevity because he's doing the kind of exercise and training that puts him at some form of risk day in and day out, whether it's worrying about injury or whether it's training to such a high level of intensity that his heart is pounding and he's gasping for air. This is the kind of exercise we must be doing. Now, I'm not suggesting that people out there go right into this. You have to build up to it. I don't want people to go into a heart attack mode and say, Carl, why did you tell me to do that? But you start pushing yourself, listening to your body, and getting closer to that edge where you feel uncomfortable every single day. And that edge will move out further. What do you think of those statements, Rob?
I would agree 1,000% with everything you said, and I can relate to that a lot as well because, I mean, let's take a leg day, for example. I mean, anyone can go to the gym and do, you know, an average leg day. Excuse me. But, I mean, I really, really try and push myself on a leg day. I do some things, like you said, that I could be uncomfortable with because I'll always try and put up the weight. And I think it's really a mental thing as well, because I think if you go to the gym and you don't have the right mindset, then you already fail. And I think you're more closer to injury than you would be if you had a positive mindset. For me, something like a leg day is something that I prepare two days before.
Right.
Mentally, I'm thinking about what I'm going to do, how I'm going to do it. I'm feeling how it feels to do it. I think that's a thing that a lot of people lack. I think a lot of people go to the gym and they just go through motions. I think the preparation is the key, and in the preparation you get the mindset of the visualization and the feel of the everything you do. It's not just the routine that you structure. You really got to feel it so that when you get under that bar, your mind is set that you're going to do what you've challenge yourself. Do you know what I mean? The amount of
reps. Yeah, and you know what? Leg day and back day are 2 days that I start thinking about the night before. Not mm-hmm. obsessing, but vigilantly thinking, okay, I'm gonna be doing this, I'm gonna be doing that. I don't want to hurt myself. I've got to really make sure that I'm on my game tomorrow morning. That kind of workout is the workout that's productive. Unfortunately, I can't do that with chest because I have to train with machines because my shoulders are so messed up. And anytime I try to do a traditional bench press with a straight bar, it puts my shoulders in a very painful position. Heck, I was listening to Tiny Meeker talk about his 1,100-pound bench press attempt this weekend, which I didn't talk to Wade Johnson yet to find out if he made it. And that was the big bench bash on the river in Louisiana this past weekend. But he can't squat anymore because it's too painful for him to hold the bar across his back. I can relate to that. Part of the reason that I have such difficult time squatting is not my inability to handle the weight. It's the pain in my shoulders from holding that bar in that position. My shoulders are just messed up. And so I'm relegated to hammer strength machines and limited by the number of plates I can get on the stem. And I have to just alter my reps and my sets now to keep challenging my chest. But on back day and leg day, it's, you know, there's no excuses. I go in there and I'm afraid when I'm getting up to those final sets of weights that I'm going to be using, I start to worry. I can feel the worry. I'm very focused. It's like, I take my earplugs off. I take my hat off. I make sure I'm comfortable. I want to be focused on the movement. I don't want any distractions because it's too much weight for me to be handling. I could absolutely blow a vertebrae out if I'm not careful.
Sure. And I think that, Carl, the wrestling world is exactly the same. I mean, from the point that you know, there's like 2 minutes before I know that I'm going to head out that curtain and do what I'm going to do, I'm getting the exact same thought as you would on your back day, you know what I mean? But at any point when I'm out there, I could get injured and, you know, something could go wrong. But, you know, again, that mental focus that I had in the bodybuilding world might now translate to the wrestling world where I put my mind in a positive place and that then drives me through. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, let's do this. I want to take a last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about your career, what upcoming events we'll see you at and that sort of stuff. We're talking with Rob Terry. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
No
other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Rob Terry is also a sponsored athlete of Dr. Craig Banks, who created Phoenix Kinetic Cream. And my listeners can actually get a... we have two coupon codes. The first one is SHR shirt, all one word, lowercase, that will give you a free T-shirt with your purchase. Include the size in the notes section. Or, in honor of Rob Terry being on the show, use the coupon code Rob Terry, all one word, R-O-B-T-E-R-R-Y, and get free shipping and $5 off a bottle of Phoenix Kinetic Cream. You can go to kineticcream.com or go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad for Kinetic Cream. This offer expires 5/31. So you got to move fast, take advantage of it. And you know, little shameless plugging here. We're talking about injuries. But Rob, I think you'll speak to the effects of Kinetic Cream when you do have sore. I mean, I've got sore elbows right now from pressing, and Kinetic Cream makes the pain go away, especially at night right before bed, because otherwise they'd keep me awake.
Yeah, absolutely, man. But my recent injury had to be, I think it's like I tweaked my neck. It's just, you know, I was in the gym, I was warming up, and my neck got tweaked. So obviously, you know, first thing of the day, I came home, I put the cream on, and you know, it helped straight away. So that was one of the major things I used on my neck. And like I said, on my show before, the show I did before, I had a real bad knee for a long, long time. And that was a product that I used to rehab my knee continuously.
Yeah, so. It's great stuff. For those of you, it's not like BioFreeze where it makes your skin feel different so you forget you have pain. It really makes the pain go away, and it promotes, not only it lowers inflammation, but it promotes healing. So check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Kinetic Cream banner ad, or go to Kinetic Cream, and it's... and I want to spell this because it's not as intuitive as you would think. It's KineticCream.com. It's Kinetic Cream. Check it out. Okay, so what's going on with you? What matches do you have coming up? Where are you wrestling?
Okay, I'll take it from tonight. Tonight I'll be at OVW Wrestling in Louisville, Kentucky. So if anyone wants to stop by, they can see me there. Tonight and every Wednesday at the Davis Arena. For more details, I mean, they can check out OVWWrestling.com. They can check that out. I'll be there every Wednesday. Plus, in Louisville, there's a whole bunch of other shows they can check out. As far as Impact Wrestling goes, next Thursday, I will be in Tampa, Florida for Impact Wrestling Televisions. And then on the 2nd of June, we've got a huge pay-per-view. It's probably our biggest pay-per-view of the year. It's called Slammiversary, and that's in Boston. So I really look forward to that.
What is it like when you show up at these events? I have to believe that you are a real fan favorite. Am I wrong about that?
I wouldn't want to answer that. I hope so. I hope so.
I mean, what is it like? Okay, so how long have you been wrestling?
I've been wrestling just under 5 years.
So when you really started becoming popular and kids started asking for your autographs, how did that affect you, your personality? Were you always an outgoing person? Were you shy? Did you have to adapt to that kind of attention?
It always sort of throws me back, you know what I mean, when people ask for my autograph. It's something that I could never really get used to. Even when people might say, hey, you know, you're famous. I really don't like to think that I am. I'm just me.
Right.
It's very strange. Do you know what I mean? I don't look at it like I am. It's just a strange scenario. It feels great, you know what I mean, when all these kids say, hey, you know, can I have your autograph? But at the same time, it's almost surreal as well.
Now, how about the women? Have you ever had a woman come up to you and ask for your autograph on her bosom?
Maybe on a T-shirt. Yes, I guess a few times. Yes, I have.
Yeah, I gotta believe that. Yeah. For those of you who don't know, Rob has got like movie star quality looks, and then he's 6'5",
okay.
And he's hyper muscular. I mean, the guy. I mean, you still look like a bodybuilder to me. You unbelievable small waist, big V taper, broad shoulders, and clearly, I would imagine that the kids are dragging their mothers to these events, and the mothers are going, I can't wait for Rob Terry to come out and wrestle, you know? So, anyway. No, it's good. It's good. It's really good. And you train here in Louisville, and you train at gym. You train at a gym that is known to be a hardcore gym. There's a lot of really strong dudes over there. I think it's now Fitness Factory. It used to be one of the powerhouse gyms at one point in time, but now it's Fitness Factory.
Well, yeah, I train at the Fitness Factory. I mean, for me, basically, it's got everything that I need, and what I like about it, it's got that old school feel. You know, it's got these really old school machines, which, you know, you can bring out all these new machines as much as you want, but they really don't get the job done as well as the old ones in my eyes. So I like that. Plus, they got a mix of the new ones as well. So, I mean, you got new machines and a few of the old machines, and they all run great. So, it's just a great atmosphere, great people, and just a great place to work out generally.
You know, a lot of people are scared off by the term hardcore gym. I was just thinking of this when I said that. I was about to make a joke and say there are no lunk alarms at the Fitness Factory like they have Planet Fatness, if you grunt while you're deadlifting, they run you out of the gym. At Fitness Factory, you'll see athletes grunting using chalk. But you know what? I got a good friend, Jimmy Hornback, who trains a lot of clients there. And Jimmy has a lot
good
of
guy as well. Really, yeah, really good guy.
Yeah, big dude, big strong dude too. And so Jimmy, you know, trains a lot of athletes who aspire to compete, but he also trains a lot of regular people. And I think that when he brings regular people there, they're like, oh my God. But what ends up happening to the regular people is you don't become intimidated by all of these superior strength athletes surrounding you. It elevates your game. You're like, wow, I can see I'm getting stronger. There's going to be a point in time if I stick with this, I'm going to be as strong as that dude over there, and I'm going to look like that other dude over there. It inspires you. The problem with Planet Fatness is it's filled with mediocrities. People who will not do, they don't want to be reminded that they can aspire to be stronger and look better. They want to be around other people like them who are more so the flotsam and jetsam of the world. And so when you think about a hardcore gym, if you have a hardcore gym in your neighborhood, you should go train there. And I'll tell you something, what you'll find out. The big strong guys are the nicest guys in the world. You walk up to a guy and say, you know, can you watch me deadlift? He's not going to go, look, man, leave me alone. I'm, you know, and he'll be like, yeah, you know what? You need to get your ass down further before you start pulling with you. It's like, these are the gyms you want to train at. Where do you want to learn to be strong? From people who are barely stronger than you or from people who really are strong? I don't know about you, but I want to go to people who are really strong and I want to learn how to be strong like them.
I would agree. Yeah. I would have to agree with you.
Yeah, Fitness Factor is great. Listen, Rob, thanks a lot for taking time out of your day and coming on the show.
Oh, man, thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck with your meet tonight and good luck with your pay-per-view this upcoming season and all the best to you. You're a great athlete, man.
Thank you very much, Kyle. You take care. Speak to you soon.
Take care. All right, so there you have it. Another episode of Superhuman Radio has been completed. I want to thank Dr. Milan Watfi. You really do need to get this book. I'm not kidding. It's not a cheap book. Don't be shocked. It's like $159 for the e-book. Dove's Diplomats and Diabetes, A Darwinian Interpretation of Type 2 Diabetes and Related Disorders. This is the kind of book, maybe the average person in the audience doesn't want to buy it, but if you are working with other people to help them become healthier and get out of their disease states, this is absolutely continuing education stuff right here. This is a great book. Check it out. You can go to Springer.com and download it, or you can go to Amazon.com, of course, as well. And thanks to Rob Terry, and we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman. Oh, and thanks to you for listening. See you tomorrow.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Could Altrian supplements be better than...